I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. The open enrollment period for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act is fast approaching, and uncertainty about cost, subsidies, and what policies will actually cover is still growing. Adding to the anxiety for consumers in Western North Carolina, the only insurer on the exchange is still at odds with the region's largest health care provider. It's a sunny Tuesday afternoon, and Kelly Johnson is out on the porch of her home in North Asheville. She had taken the day off, but not to chill out. She thought she'd be recovering from a medical procedure.
Went to have a procedure yesterday and was unable to do that because of what's going on between Mission and Blue Cross.
Johnson is one of the thousands of people in Western North Carolina insured through Blue Cross with care providers in the Mission Health System, which is now out of network.
Actually, the last time I'd seen the physician, I asked him if this would impact the procedures going forward, and he said no.
Turns out it did, and now Johnson is waiting to see if she qualifies for continuity of care and can reschedule. And while she's waiting, she's been keeping a close eye on another healthcare situation that impacts her directly, the Affordable Care Act and the recent back and forth over the federal subsidies that help reduce deductibles and copays.
I'm at my wit's end. I just cannot believe our politicians and people in power are allowing this to happen. There's no way I could afford insurance without those subsidies. I divorced in 2014 and am self-employed, and so I would not have had health insurance. My children wouldn't have had health insurance if it weren't for the ACA.
With open enrollment just around the corner, Johnson is preparing a long list of questions to take to her health navigator at the nonprofit Pisgah Legal Services.
We know that there are a lot of questions out there. We know that people are struggling with just, you know, this anxiety about what's happening, what could happen.
Jackie Kiger is a managing attorney at Pisgah Legal and has been on the receiving end of those questions.
So we have been working hard to educate people that those benefits, those plans are still in place and they've not changed and they will not change. It's really about the payment, the reimbursement that the government was providing.
Kiger says the staff is keeping a close eye on the debate over subsidies and preparing for the changes they know will happen, including a shorter enrollment period and ACA website interruptions.
We're preparing for that. We are building in a lot of early evening appointments, Saturday appointments, and messaging out as much as we can to consumers, you know, to go ahead, get ready to enroll now.
A message, Kiger says, is especially important for consumers in Western North Carolina because of the recent Blue Cross Mission Health impasse. Blue Cross is the only provider on the healthcare exchange, and Kiger says they're getting lots of questions about out-of-network coverage and costs.
There are, though, a couple of key things for people to keep in mind. If you're receiving certain levels of treatment and care, there's something called continuity of care, and you can apply to have that treatment covered continuing at an in-network level. There are also options in terms of specialty care that's only available through a physician or provider through Mission Health. And there are appeal rights.
Kiger says healthcare navigators can help clear the confusion. Kelly Johnson is thankful she has one. The whole deal, she says, has left her feeling frustrated and anxious.
Just feel so helpless. You know, I'm responsible for these children's health. Yet I'm being cut off the knees by politicians and CEOs and people who have plenty of money and have plenty of health care. And, you know, that's not most of us.
Amid the uncertainty, one thing is for sure. The Affordable Care Act is still the law. Open enrollment begins November 1st. For BPR News, I'm Helen Chickering.